UAW, this is KO4OLK. 4DJW, this is KO4OLK.
74DJW.
This is Steve. I did some experimenting, actually changed some frequency around. I got a second handheld, which I turned on. Was able to watch its transmit receive mode, and it seems like the VTEC, which I'm trying to use as the crossband repeater, is what's doing the cycling and causing the handheld I'm transmitting from to cycle back and forth, because the second handheld sees the 70 centimeter band just fine and stays there. So it's something with my setup on my VTEC, I guess.
Okay, so your first handheld is transmitting and continuously transmitting on 70 centimeters as long as you've got the push-to-talk button pressed, right?
So based on looking at the second handset, HT, but the light on the one that I'm transmitting on is flickering back and forth.
And when the VTEC is turned off?
When I turn the VTEC out of crossband mode, everything operates normally, including the 70 centimeter band to the VTEC and to the second handheld.
Okay. So either something's desensitizing something, right? Too much power, or a receiver that is super sensitive, and it's like there's a harmonic off of the 70 centimeters, or off of the 2 meters, that's decensing the 70 centimeters, or vice versa. But something's interfering that way. Let's see. I'm trying to think of a way that you can determine which one it is, like go more gradually. Does that other handheld have a lower output setting? Like a lot of handhelds, the lowest you can go. Well, what is the lowest you can go on those two handhelds on 70 centimeters?
They're a pair of Bofeng high power 8-watt units, UV5 series, and I believe the lowest on the 70 centimeters is a 2-watt. I tried dropping down the 2-meter band power to low and got the same result here locally, but when I tried to call you, I forgot to turn it back up to medium, and I could not raise the repeater, the 2-meter repeater, on low power on the 2-meter band.
70 centimeters, 2 blocks on 70 centimeters, that should be okay. You shouldn't be desensing anything with that. And it's on a rubber duck, right? The handhelds, they're both using rubber, because that's kind of an attenuator itself.
When I bought the handhelds, I bought myself, I think it's about a 24-inch tactical antenna to put on it, because I knew the rubber ducks were not any good anyways.
It's back to the rubber duck temporarily, right? Because it will attenuate that signal, so it makes it weaker, which you need. When you're, like when I'm around the house and I'm transmitting on 70 centimeters, the Kentwood radios that I have a extra low setting that is about a tenth of a watt. And a tenth of a watt for when you're, you know, within 100 feet or 200 feet of the receiver is gracious plenty. It's like 100 times more than you need. Whereas a watt or 2 watts is like 1,000 times more than you need for being that close. So you might go back to that other antenna, the ones that came with it, which will attenuate your signal a little bit more. It will reduce your output a little bit more, which may help remedy the situation. I don't know. It sounds like the receiver on the VTEC might be super sensitive, or somehow you're getting back into the handheld. I'm not sure how that's happening. Did you try turning the 2-meter side off on the handheld that's doing the transmitting?
I took the handheld and set it to the same frequency, 70 centimeter frequency for both bands. So there was nothing on it for the 2-meter band.
Okay, that's good. That's good. That eliminates one being a priority over the other one. So I've got some handhelds that are dual band that will transmit and receive at the same time. So they're they're truly full duplex. Is that the time that is, or is it half duplex where it can only transmit or can only receive? It can't do both at the same time.
I have no idea. I'd have to go check that out. But that's definitely a possibility. But if I set both bands to the same frequency, that should have solved that problem as well.
You think it would. Is there a way to turn off a band? Like with mine, the button that selects the bands, if you hold it down, it will actually, if you hold it for a few seconds, it will turn off the other side. If you just press it, it'll select it. If you press it and hold it, it'll turn off the other side of the radio. Does that one do something similar to that?
I'm trying it now. So far, it's not. It's just looking at me.
The best. Is that other handheld you got, is it a dual band as well? Or are they the same kind of radio?
Bands are identical.
One thing you can do is if someone has run into this problem before, I don't know if you've Googled cross-banding with VTech and Bofing, right? But I've Googled that because oftentimes you can spend a whole lot of time troubleshooting something that somebody else already figured out and put a YouTube video up on it.
Repeater mode. I've been working on this project now for a couple of weeks. I just figured out how to get the VTech into crossband, so this is the next step, I guess.
Try that, too. Try the Google and see if anybody else has done it, or if you've already done that, then that's good, too. I don't know. It takes some playing. It sounds like it wasn't the obvious, so it's going to take some playing around with it to figure it out. Trying to do as minimal as you can at a time. Are you using tones? So a lot of times on crossbanding, you don't want somebody else just to key up 70 centimeters in your vicinity and for it to start transmitting on 2 meters without your being aware of it. So they put tones on it. Are you using tones for crossbanding?
Can you tell me the tone again for the repeater?
So the repeater outputs a tone only. It doesn't require an input tone, but it does output an 88.5 tone. That's just so that you don't have to hear noise coming from other sources that isn't the repeater.
Okay, so if I was going to set up my VTech for tone, I would use 88.5 on the output only?
It on the output's not going to help anything, but putting it on the input will prevent you from hearing anything that comes from any source other than the repeater, because the repeater does transmit an 88.5 tone. So if you put it on the receive side, then the only thing that you're going to hear is the repeater, because it's the only thing sending out 88.5 when it transmits. And that's the extent of all it can do, all right? Putting it on the input, on your transmit side, on your output side, for the input to the repeater won't do anything.
Right. You've given me a little bit to chew on, a little more to research, and I might just, on the net tonight, stick around for a little bit of ragtune and see if somebody else got some ideas or information.
That is an excellent idea, right? And I might even think about it some more between now and then and have something else by that time. I'll be pondering that. That's kind of a good one to try to solve. But, keep at it. Don't give up. We'll figure it out.
Good time right now. So, yeah, I'll keep on it. We'll keep working on it. Okay, you have a great time, and I'll see you on the net tonight. KO4OLK, clear.
Good timing, because I'm about to pull in the driveway. KO4, OLK, W4, DJW, clear.
Monitoring. 10-4. Alpha Vac Mobile.
Well, they okay? I4DOS Mobile.
CIS. N4IQ. Hey, good to hear you on. I'm just at my house.
And I hadn't heard you in a long while. And the call was DOS, Donkey on Skates. But name's Gary, in case you didn't remember. But I hadn't talked to you in a long time. How have you been doing?
Yeah, I recognize that I had your call wrong, because I always remembered it as just the operating system. But we've been doing pretty good. Just not out in the car. Most of the time, if I'm going to be on 2 meters, I'm going to be in the car, and I just really have not been in the car much lately. So that's probably why you haven't heard me. But been doing good, and going to go out and get a bite to eat here tonight. And over at Coach House, over.
Good deal. Well, I just went to the restaurant. Joy and I had called an order in. I went over there to pick it up, and I'm headed back to the house now. She didn't feel like going out, so I said, well, we'll just do a call-in tonight. She said, okay. She didn't have to cook, because she was happy. But we're doing good over here. I hadn't had any problems other than just the normal everyday type stuff. Heard your brother Phil on the sideband net the other night. Good to hear him. I hadn't heard him in a while either.
He checked in. Did he tell you where he's located?
I can't remember. It seemed like he was up over towards Chester or someplace. I don't know. It wasn't his normal residence unless he's moved.
He has moved. He's got a new XYL. he and his XYL moved to a place called Pageland, like Pageland. And it's east of Lancaster. So if you drew a line almost straight up from Columbia and it intersected the state line with North Carolina, that's where he is. Just south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border. But I was there about 2 weeks ago. I helped him put up 80-meter Wyndham. That's what he was using to check in the net. It seems to be working pretty good.
Where he lives, I remember. I know where Pageland is, believe it or not. But, he was sounding good on the sideband net on 80 meters. But glad you helped him get an antenna up. I hadn't had any trouble with mine since I've got them all situated again. But I'm fixing to have some trees cut down. I got one that's fixing to fall on my barn, and I'm going to have to get it cut down. But I don't think I'm going to have to drop my antennas over there where they got to get the bucket truck in. If I do, I will. You know, it's no big deal, but I'm hoping I don't have to drop it.
I'll tell you. I enjoy working on the antennas, but only to a certain extent. I worked on like 4 antennas. There were like 2 brand new ones. One I modified, and the 4th one had come down and had put it up. I tell you, by the time I messed with all those antennas, that's been like since January. And then I helped my brother, and I worked on some others for friends, and I'm about antenna pooped out over.
Well, I can understand that. I went over and helped a friend put an antenna up. First time we put it up, he put up an infit, and it didn't work quite to suit him. And so then we went back and changed it and put up an off-center fed Wyndham, I guess it was. Very similar to a Wyndham anyway. but got it up and it was working real well. And then he had some medical problems, and he's in coronary care right now, which is terrible. But I talked with his wife yesterday, and he's doing a whole lot better. At least he's coming out from under the medication that they had him on, and said it he opened his eyes and was still kind of talking kind of slurred a little bit. But I told her, I said, well, that's because of the medication he's on. But hopefully he's going to be all right and get back to the house soon.
I certainly hope so. He can get back to normal. And he can get back on there and enjoy the fruits of his labor, or your labor, with the antenna. Yeah, my good friend in Birmingham, his XYL, was in the hospital last week, and she had blood clots in her lungs that turned out to be associated with her heart. It was a condition. She has some kind of condition with her heart, and I know what it is, and I can find it, but I can't tell you what it is. I can't pronounce it, but that it can produce blood clots in her lungs, believe it or not. So she is going to see a cardiologist this coming week. They've already diagnosed it with at the hospital. She had to go to the hospital, and now she's going to have to start going through treatment. And they put her on Eliquis, like a blood thinner. But I sure was concerned, and so was her husband, my good friend Bill. But she's my age, and he's maybe a year older than she is, and I'm 75 now. So, you know, when you get up into our age, those things happen. That's just the way it is.
But you know, that's the way it goes. We get up to our age, and it starts our body starts wearing out. But that's the way it is, and I don't want to live forever anyway. But Bill, I hope you have a great evening over at the restaurant. Y'all get you some supper and enjoy it. I've arrived home with hours. I'm going to take it inside and let the wife have her supper and me have mine. But good talking to you. Glad I got to talk to you this afternoon. Glad I caught you on 2 meters. Maybe we'll catch you on some of the other bands here real soon. In the meantime, y'all take care. We'll say 73 there, young man. You take care. KI4DOS.
I'm part. You haven't looked at me lately. But, yeah, you enjoy that dinner. And I always enjoy talking to you. We'll do it again soon. And I always forget your... I know it's... was it KA4DOS? I always forget the prefix. It was K something. But this is N4IQ 73.
Worry about anybody's call, but you're on there, Bill. It's KI4, Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. But y'all have good evening. We'll talk at you later. KI4DOS clear.
WHM monitoring.